Ew, that sounds so weird.
I miss having someone to look at.
I know, it kind of is
I
sad.
I hate that there's no one here. I hate it's that I actually you. Have to talk to you.
I know, because usually when someone's right there, I'm like, it feels like I'm talking to them. And I know I am talking to somebody else also.
And I also just need someone to react when you say things that you say.
I need someone to have the
shared experience
you have
with
to have like an
of
office
like the
moment.
Shock. Yeah, exactly.
You have to have an office moment and look
I'm
in the camera.
I'm going to do it in the camera, yeah.
I'm high, but I'm not too high. But I haven't hit a bong in like months because I can't smoke in my apartment anymore, which is really sad.
The way your voice just sounded, did you hear that?
Did it sound weird?
Yes, it like sounded like it split in two.
What?
I don't know how to explain
it. Girl, you're high. Okay.
No, I really heard that.
No, but I can't smoke in my apartment anymore, which is really upsetting.
Wait, not even on your balcony?
I can.
Okay,
and,
okay.
But yeah,
okay.
But just not in my, like, because I would have my bong on my coffee table and I would just sit on my couch. But my cat has asthma now. And
did you give him asthma?
No.
Oh.
No. There.
Or
maybe.
Maybe. Like Caitlin.
Like, it's not off the table, but I don't think so.
I don't think it was helping.
No, it definitely wasn't helping. I also would always have a candle burning, and now I can't have candles
not
anymore.
Even
any type.
Not even in any room, regardless?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
it's
can
just
never
bad
burn
lungs.
Another candle again in your apartment?
No, it's really upsetting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. But I love him, so it's fine, but it is really sad.
You can get, like, an oil diffuser or something.
Those still are, like, smoke.
No, it's like vapor. It's water.
Yeah, true. I guess that would be okay. I also was looking into wax melters.
Yeah, but like, be careful with that because some of them are bad to breathe in.
Oh, okay. I'll look into that.
Yeah. I saw this whole... I was on a TikTok deep dive of that the
okay.
other day.
I'll make sure I do research.
It was like about how certain candles and waxes you're not supposed to be inhaling.
Well, yeah.
Or
that's
burning.
Why I would always buy like soy candles. Because
yeah,
those
yeah,
are supposed
yeah,
to be
yeah.
better for you. But my point being with the bong thing is... Now I can only smoke on my balcony, which is fine with like joints and whatever.
And the weather's good for that.
Yeah,
now.
So it really has been great, but it just feels weird bringing my bong out there because it's like, my balcony is not just like out to the open. It's like in a little courtyard.
It's enclosed.
It's enclosed basically.
Yeah.
Like my neighbors, I'm looking right into their eyes.
Yeah.
Though. And also, it's just like sound echoes, and I don't know, something about like ripping a bong, and knowing that all my neighbors will be able to.
No,
me
yeah.
Is just, I don't know, but it's sad because I have so many beautiful bongs that I love.
Well, it doesn't mean it's forever.
I know. I need to just start bringing them here again more also.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he has
You need
been
to get
really
a little,
good.
Like, carrying case for it.
Yeah.
Niche and gap in the market, we should go into business.
Bong carrying cases. We're cutting that out.
No.
So
like, patent
so
pending. Patent pending.
Literally as fuck. I'm done. Okay, I'm kind of liking holding the mic now.
No, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah.
guys haven't noticed, we're holding the mics today. We're holding them, and it's a little bit of a change.
It's a trial. We just wanted
to try
it out.
It.
Yeah, because we'd been seeing other podcasts do it, but it feels comfortable.
My tummy hurts.
I'm sorry.
It's been hurting all week. It's fine. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
We can just get right into it since we were chatting a bit before. It's fall.
Fall.
It's giving fall.
Today it hasn't been.
Today is not giving
These past
fall.
2 days.
No,
I
but
mean,
it was for a
fuck?
Second.
Yeah, it was so nice.
So
that week
nice.
When it was like in the high 60s.
And now it's getting hot again.
Yeah.
Which is annoying. But yeah, today's episode is fall themed.
Favorite. My favorite season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, me too.
You know.
I go back and forth between summer and fall, but.
Right. But fall has the holidays.
Did you just hear me burp?
I did. no reaction. Like, if you think I'm reacting to that, like, how long have I known you? Like, that was nothing.
It was just weird because, like, it escaped me. Yeah. Like, I didn't mean for
we
it to
We didn't
come out.
Mean to know that happened either.
what were we saying?
Favorite season.
Yeah. So, I just love summer for, like, the beach, but
right.
also I can go to the beach year round, really.
Yeah.
Like I could have gone to the
beginning
beach
of fall in LA, you can go to the beach.
Right. It's still very much summer.
It was like 93 degrees outside today.
Yeah, literally.
But fall is superior.
There's we're big fall.
First
girls.
Of all the activities but the holidays specifically to me.
Yeah. Fall
is
and
what
winter.
Separates it from the pack.
Halloween.
Especially
we're not gonna be going Halloween. Too deep into Halloween yet. we'll have a Halloween episode, don't you worry.
But I mean, Kaylin, when I'm really tell you, I am like,
I know, I have to figure out my costume.
You still don't know?
No.
I am so excited for mine. Like, Kaylin, it literally just like came to me.
Are you doing like funny? I'm
assuming. Yes.
I have to
Kaylin,
think of
I'm
something.
Gonna be like beat to the gods. Like, I'm gonna be
I don't know. I have to think of something. And I know it needs to be funny, but there's no way I'll beat whatever you're doing.
No, there isn't, but that's okay.
Is it funny to me too? Like, will I get
yeah.
it right away?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll see.
you sounded just like Trisha Paytas. okay, well, we'll see.
I'm so happy she's a mother, by the way.
No, I think it healed her.
Yeah, it's like really helped her. Like usually
she's found
her
purpose and niche.
Yeah, it's like usually I'm like, don't, you know, have a Band-Aid baby.
No.
But
it wasn't a Band-Aid. I feel like it was a long time coming for her. Like she needed
this.
It's
a long time coming.
It's you and me. That's my whole world. They whisper in the hallway. She's a bad, bad girl.
Okay. We're just going to be talking about fall things.
Yeah. It's just going to be a chatting episode again.
Yeah. Things that remind us of fall. We both did kind of different things, so we'll both have different things to bring
to the table. I do have a lot to say about music, though.
Okay, good.
And fall.
Yeah, of course.
Just off the top of my head. First one for me, this is like initially when I think of fall, I'm like, oh, thank God. The clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, getting to layer. You get to wear a bunch of different clothes. It feels comfortable. You're not sweating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to be wearing multiple
like
things.
Like a hoodie.
Yes.
And, like, yeah.
A jacket.
No, that is really nice. I will say, my fall, I used to fall into Christian Girl Autumn attire.
I love that.
You love that?
No, that's so iconic. Like, I need to see the photos.
I definitely, like, had, like, I had, like, those
I know
tall
you had
boots.
The boots.
Yeah.
Yes! Thank God.
I had the boots.
I think I did. I owned a pair of black boots like that, but I only wore them, like, when I had to, when my mom was like, you need to look nice.
Yeah, no, I had brown boots like that. I had a few infinity scarves. Like, the striped,
I think I had one, too.
Yeah. It was such a look. And especially because that was the
middle
time.
School.
Yeah, and that's when I was going to, like, my private, like, school, my Christian
I
school.
I had so, such
like,
a preppy era. Like,
yeah.
When I was in middle and high school. Like,
in
freshman
a way,
year
you
of high
kind
school.
Of, like, give
still
preppy
do.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not full-on preppy.
Yeah.
But, like... But I don't even know if it's your clothes, just something about your energy.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think it's good. But, like, in a way that, like, you know how, like, the guy in the meme where he's standing with his hand, what is it?
You know I had to do it to him? You like, think that's me? That's top 15 meanest things you've ever said to me.
No, not like.
You're saying I'm not like that.
No, that's not what
I Okay, so fuck you.
No, just, like, I feel like you'd wear boat shoes, you know?
No, just because I wear loafers does not mean I would wear boat shoes. I did have an era wearing them, and I know you did too.
I did, of course I did. But like in the nicest way possible, it seems like you would wear boat shoes. You're like a boat girl, and you get along with like dads.
I feel like I dress like sometimes not like preppy, but like
that's what I'm saying. It's not quite preppy, but it like just feels like
it has a hint of J. Crew, but it's
not. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like cool J. Crew.
Yeah.
I can take that.
I feel like I dress the same all year round, to be honest, because I wear long sleeves in 90 degree weather all the time. Me right now.
Yeah,
but it is so nice being like, wow, I could put on an extra layer.
Yes, I love layering.
Yeah, for me also, LA apartment, this is different, but sleepwear.
Windows open.
Yeah, windows open.
Sorry.
Well, same, exactly. I get to turn off my extra AC that I bought.
Oh my God.
At night, and I get
Save
to open
some
my
money.
Windows.
Fucking nature's paying your bills
Literally,
right now.
I
Thank
get to
you.
Open the windows,
yes.
And I get to sleep in like pants.
No, oh.
Sometimes
a pajama pant.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I honestly usually sleep naked.
That's iconic. Good for you.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a never nude, so I'm always in pajamas.
That is still the funniest thing you say. A never nude.
I am. I can't do
it's
it.
So funny.
I'm terrified.
I'm almost always sleeping naked or like just like in underwear and like a shirt.
Yeah, I'll wear like boxers and a shirt.
Yeah, but if sometimes it's a little chilly, it's exciting when you get to put on a pajama pant.
Oh my
pant.
God, I fuck with a pajama pant. Yeah, it's let me exciting. Tell you. Or I like, love a novelty pajama pant. Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah.
No, absolutely.
I eat it up.
Like
flannel
fuzzy,
ones.
Flannel.
The best.
So good. We
yeah,
love them.
My mom always gets me some for Christmas. We're big yeah. pajama
pants. Same. My family gets Christmas pajamas yes. every year, matching Christmas
oh,
ones.
Oh, yep. Matching Christmas pajamas. Mm-hmm. But my mom will just like buy them for us as gifts. Like, we're a pajama family.
That's so cute.
Love that in fall, though, specifically window open. Yeah. You wake up and it's a little chilly and you
yes.
feel the breeze.
A little
like,
brisk.
And
there's
you can
a certain
smell,
smell
it.
Yes, Emily! There's a certain
but
smell
is that,
in the air.
Do we get that in LA?
Not as much. No. It
God,
just smells like
that
poop.
In Savannah.
It's insane.
It is like.
I meant to send you actually. I saw a TikTok today.
About
or
Savannah.
Yesterday. That was like Halloween time in Savannah.
Stop.
And it was like a bunch of the houses with like decorations on them. And like,
I need to go back. Can we do it? We should do a episode where we go.
That would be really fun.
That would be so good.
Yeah. Oh, we okay. have to.
Yeah.
Because like revisiting Savannah yeah. and telling stories about everywhere.
Interviewer,
oh my God.
Like a yeah. professor or something.
Oh my God. That would be so funny.
Love. It could be a series.
Yeah, that would be really
Stoned
fun.
Stoned in Savannah.
It being illegal there.
Stoned in Savannah. Like,
exactly.
Okay, write that down.
Oh my God. I'm sitting in Forsyth. Stop.
Stop.
Stop. I can't. Okay.
We
next.
Will. That will be happening.
Yeah, that will be happening. We gotta.
Mukbang of Foxy.
Like, are they, we're on strike. Did you see that? I don't know if they still are, but whatever.
Union, yes.
We support the unions.
Yes, always. Come on, Queen
people
Alicia.
People that don't know Savannah are like, what?
Everyone's just like tuning out. Guys, stop looking at how bad my pants are flooding, okay?
Flooding?
Like, you can see my ankles so bad.
My pants are
ignore,
always weird
ignore.
Lengths. It's fine. Okay. Something on.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, we were just on clothing for so
fine.
Long.
It's fine. Something on my list. So I did songs. So I'm just going to say a few of my
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I will
is
say.
Is this on your current fall playlist or is this all
these
time?
These are songs all time that make me just think of fall and that I want to listen to in fall time. Some of them aren't even songs and they're just artists in general. I'm going to actually group a few together because they all give me the exact same feeling specifically in this list. Ready?
Okay, so it's mainly artists?
This one I'm about to say yes.
Okay.
The Neighborhood.
Yeah, real.
Cigarettes,
sweater weather.
Yep, exactly. That's one of the specific. Cigarettes After Sex.
Yeah.
Tumblr and,
core, first
yeah,
of all.
Exactly. Okay. And Lana.
Yeah.
I was literally about to say, fall
yeah.
is so
Lana
Tumblr.
Is so fall coded.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so,
period. Like, she was made for that, like, season.
Oh, yeah. It's so
season
Tumblr
of the
coded.
Witch.
Yes.
I can't.
It's like those three artists, I put them on. Even if I'm listening to it in summer.
No, I know.
I'm like, I'm in fall now.
I put on a sweatshirt.
If I'm missing fall, I gotta. Like,
spray some cinnamon.
Yes.
Spray.
Cinnamon girl. Spray.
Cinnamon girl, so fucking
so
good.
So good. It's just like,
God.
Something about like slower music in general.
And the deeper voices, I feel
yeah,
like.
It's like slow.
Okay, can I add one to the list?
Yeah, yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac is
Fleetwood
on
Mac.
My
oh, absolutely.
Rihanna. How do you even? I always mess
Rhiannon.
Up. Rhiannon.
Yes.
Whatever. Rihanna. Like
so.
So
like,
fall.
Because
she's so witchy.
Yeah.
In the best way.
And Gold Dust Woman. That so, is like, to me is like quintessential fall.
Fall. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No. All of those have like that same vibe. And like another one on here that's newer to me that also fits in that is you know Noah. Kahan,
yeah.
I think how you say it, like Sixth Season and stuff.
Uh-huh.
His vibe is also very fall, and I'm only just now starting to listen to him, so I can't say too much. But I did want to mention him because it's
he
a
just
new one.
Released a song with Casey Musgraves today.
I saw the picture on Instagram,
yeah.
but I haven't listened yet.
Apparently, it's really good. I haven't.
Ooh,
heard
it. I love Casey.
Me too. I miss her.
Mwah.
I love her. Really? I feel like I know.
I
her.
I haven't seen her since Harry.
I saw her in Charleston. I
oh,
don't know
yeah,
if
yeah.
I ever told this story, but when do you remember what happened to us when we were on the freeway?
I don't think so, no. I
oh,
didn't go, I wasn't there.
Oh my fucking God. We were on the freeway going from Savannah to Charleston. It's like a 2-hour drive, 2.5-hour drive. And we were on like this bridge over like, you know, those like inlets and shit.
Right, yeah.
Like so high up off the ground. all of a sudden we're scream singing. Oh, we're listening. No, no, no. The kick is we're listening to Taylor Swift sing Umbrella live at the iTunes studio.
Stop.
Outside on the roof in the Soho thing. It's like this long ass title.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's, she sounds, it's not her best piece, and that's why we were listening to it. It's just like, she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's
well,
so
it's just
funny.
Not her genre. It's not,
yeah, that's not for her voice.
No.
But anyways, it was just, it's like young Taylor Swift, shaky, like funny, whatever. We were listening to it, cracking up, and all of a sudden, the car just like, slowing down and like jerking.
Oh my God.
And the engine goes, and stops. And the car like cuts
I do
off.
Not remember this.
And we're literally in the middle of the freeway.
Oh.
And I think Anna managed to pull over onto the.
I can picture you guys all being like.
And we were all like, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it was because.
And not on the way to Casey.
Right? And we were like, oh, fuck, we're going to miss the show. But it was because Anna's, like, lanyard or something got caught to her pants, and the keys came out of the ignition the middle of the freeway.
Oh, my God.
I know. And we were like, fuck, like, what do we do? But it was fine. We made it.
I always wondered what would happen if, like, you just pulled out
a key. It sounds like a fucking, like, Rottweiler, like.
That has to be so horrible for the car.
So scary. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The car was probably fucked.
Yeah.
And it was an older car, too. Damn. So we were like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank God it was just that, though. I know, you could still just continue on.
God, it was crazy.
I'm picturing the silence in the car of just like.
We literally were like, well, what? Well, here we
are.
Yeah, like,
fuck. Yeah. Damn. That's like when I got in a car accident. Not a car accident. I got in a fender bender on the way to Lizzo. I hit the car in front of me. Did I ever tell you about this?
I did not hear about that.
Oh, yeah. On the way to Lizzo, I just like the person stopped like. Hella fast right in front of me, and I just hit the back of them a little. Like, it was fine. Like, there weren't any scratches.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
But, we had to pull over and stuff, and I was just like, fuck. But I was literally right outside the forum, so I didn't think I was going to miss it, but I was like, I'm going to be late.
That's the worst.
Yeah, so it was stressful, but. What's another thing on your list?
Okay. I can do, like, a couple. Next one, bonfires. Something about a bonfire in the fall specifically.
Because it's different. Because there's beach summer ones.
And then
but
there's
that's
winter
woods.
Ones.
Yeah. Fall ones I picture
woods.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're layered up. Yes. You're cozy.
Maybe you're camping.
You have a warm drink. Maybe you're like a spiked cider.
Yeah, an apple cider.
Oh.
Do you like eggnog? I know it's more
I've
Christmas,
never had
but
it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I've had it a few times. Ronnie makes spiked eggnog every year.
Oh.
And it's like his, or it's a Spanish version of eggnog, and I can't remember what it's called. But it's a Spanish version
but
of
you
eggnog,
don't like it.
And I'm not into it.
I don't know. It. I like apple cider stuff. Do you like mulled wine? Love
I don't think I've
wine.
Ever had that.
It's like
what is it?
Heated up wine with other stuff Ooh. In it. It's like kind of like a warm sangria in a way, but it's like
I don't
richer.
Know why I thought you were about to be, it's like a wine jungle juice.
Kind of.
Love. Yeah, no, I've never.
It's so good. Need.
Need a bonfire.
But a bonfire in the fall.
I really, should we go like camping? Or maybe not even camping, but get
like. My dad has a camping van.
Yeah. I was about to say, or like I don't necessarily want to sleep in a tent. But like.
I would go glamping.
Yeah, glamping. Let's
I would
do,
go glamping.
Yeah, I would love
you
to
can
go
get
glamping.
Like outdoor like hut like tent things for like $80.
Yeah, honestly.
A night. I would do it for like a night or two.
I think that would be yeah, just for like a weekend.
Yeah, that would be
like
so
a Friday
fun.
Night, Saturday night or something.
I'm down.
The birds go camping.
I need a road trip. I love a road trip.
Love a road
I'm
trip.
I'm a road trip girl.
Road trip is so fall also.
So fall core.
So fall, especially okay. Like through college because you would always be driving
yes.
Like in the fall.
Oh my yeah. God, going home like right before Thanksgiving. Yep. Driving with the windows down,
so.
Sunset at fall.
And it's a cool
and it's
breeze.
Cold and you have your heater on your seat on.
I wish
seat heater on.
A heater on your seater on.
But you know what I mean? Like, you're
yeah.
Warm, but it's,
I've
like,
never had a car with a... Well, I, like, my mom did, or my
yeah,
grandma
my
did,
mom did,
I,
like, that. But that's what I drove in high school. It was
yeah,
my
yeah,
car,
yeah.
So.
But yes.
Like, it's
so the thing
perfect.
Is, one thing I will say that makes me sad about... Not sad about fall, but I grew up in Florida and now live in LA.
You've
and
never
I feel
had
like
that
I
experience.
Never had, like, a true ass fall.
Yeah.
Like leaves changing and like it like really getting cold. Like, you know, sometimes in Florida it would get cool and like it gets cool here, but here's way more fall than I had in Florida.
Totally.
So it was like all of these things and like these songs and stuff are like the only thing I had to like really put picture me in the fall vibe.
That's crazy. Because
like the minute it hit even 70 in Florida, I was like, oh yeah. And I would just sit outside.
Oh yeah.
I would literally lay in my, I would bring a blanket and lay in my driveway. I'm not kidding. I have pictures of me like sitting and laying on my driveway. Because I didn't know where else to go.
Good for you.
I would just sit on my driveway or I'd go to my grandma's.
Why
like,
didn't
sit by
you
the
ever
pool.
Use the volleyball court?
Did my mom pay you to say that?
No, but I remember your mom saying that when we were there after they'd made the new fence. Yeah. And so I just wanted to say it for Miss Mary.
Yeah, well, she'll love that.
Team but Mary.
I did use it a few times.
Your mom said once.
I think like twice. It's fine.
Okay, anyways, the next one on my list was Walking at Sunset, but I feel like I already
said
that.
Yeah, no, that's so
just
real.
Like walks, like
yeah, walks in like a neighborhood.
Yes. I've been doing that every night, smoking a mini joint, walking around my little neighborhood, like my gated community at like 9:30 p.m.
Emily, I think I need to move there.
No, like Galen, it's so nice.
I don't have like a neighborhood that's safe to walk around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's why
I go
late at night. I'll go at like 9:30 and I'm fine. And I'm like smoking a joint, listening to music and like watching TikTok.
Yeah. Cause you're fine in there. Yeah. Like it's gated and like,
it's all neighbors.
Yeah. It's like,
and they have security too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in my building, people have broken our glass front doors like 3 times. So we had to get new ones that have bars and glass.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Walks are so fall.
Walking is so fall. Also,
do one more.
This is so me do one more.
Yeah, you can do one more.
Oh, this is so Oak Park of me. I grew up in Oak Park in Illinois, but I remember I walked to like school every day, and the walks home from school on like a fall day
with music.
I always had my headphones in, or I would like ride my bike, and it would just be like the best. And sometimes I would just like go for a while and then go home.
I will say I did love so. High school was the first time I ever rode a bus to school, and I was so excited about it. And I loved the bus rides home when I would just like put my headphones in. I knew I was going by myself, and then I would walk to the house. Like those walks were really nice, except for on the really hot days or on the times when it would pour down rain.
Yeah, real.
But
love.
Yeah.
Oh, do another one.
Yeah, why not?
My next one was leaves.
Just
one, them changing colors. That's something I grew up with. Always my favorite. And
it was so
beautiful. Just like the neighborhoods and stuff. Oh my God. And
we would like go on vacations to see leaves change because we didn't have that.
It's worth it. Like I want to go to Vermont and like Connecticut and see like the rows and rows of
trees. Sometimes in fall, we would take road trips to Ohio to visit my family. Road trip again, fall, love.
So
but also I remember one time I went there and it was like the leaves were all on the ground and I like jumped in a leaf pile.
Leaf pile. Okay, also
you get so dirty.
A thing we would do, oh my God, yeah. One thing we would do, we all had bikes with pegs on them.
Ooh.
So we would make giant leaf piles or the street would like come and like make a pile and we would bike through them. And sometimes there would be like sticks and shit. So we would like get flipped on our bike
my
or
God.
Like get, yeah, like it was so fun.
That
or you'd
sounds
get
fun.
Like caught
yeah.
up or whatever.
To be a kid again.
God, I know.
This
but that
upsetting.
Was something we would always do or we would jump over them and stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Aw. Wow. That's really
and
beautiful.
The crunchiness of them. So
crunchy.
Satisfying.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say one of my non-song things first. Some movies/shows that put me in the mood and that I like have to watch in fall time and that just make me think of fall. Twilight.
Yeah.
100%. The music.
I don't know why that gives me more. That's more winter to me.
Really? It's kind of fall and winter for me.
Yeah.
I will say, I mean, fall and winter are different, but in my head, for a lot of these things, could kind of go for either. Personally.
Okay.
But winter only up until
Christmas. Yeah.
Not like January, February.
Yeah.
That's a different type of
winter. That's a different winter.
Yeah. That's like the hard winter.
That's the way you just looked at me when you said, that's like a hard winter. Like, oh my God. Okay.
Sorry.
No, but you're right. Yeah. Like, it's true.
Yeah.
Wait, I wanted to say Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter is so fall.
So
something
fall.
About the color grading in both of those movies.
Yes, totally. Oh, my God.
It's something about
it's so warm and comforting.
Yeah. Another
one
for me
not
is,
Twilight.
Yeah, Well, it's kind of comforting.
It's not warm. It's definitely very cold. Not warm.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's just because like it's kind of spooky season, you know?
Shout out Mr. Mark.
Is itching my nose so much. Shout out Mr. Mark for spooky season?
No, for Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah. Our king. God. King. Oh my God, I still can't believe that. That's literally so crazy. Emma's dad edited. How many seasons? It was a few seasons, right?
I think like five or something.
Of the Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
He gave us that, guys. Okay. That's crazy. King. Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Is also very
I knew
fall.
That was coming from you.
Yeah,
I
it's
knew
very that fall was to me. Like, I like
I
to
haven't even
watch
seen it,
it
and it feels fall.
It's so fall.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like, especially like when she's in college and even high school. I think it's because of the type of school. She went to like the boarding, not boarding school, but like
Catholic school or something.
It was like just a private school. And it was like in a castle sort of vibe. Yeah. And like,
also, didn't I saw something that they like designed their set to be like the idealist place at fall, or like there's
that
something like
would make sense. Yeah. And also I think it's because like, yeah, like I mean Stars Hollow, like it's like this cute little town. The town circle has like the gazebo in the middle, and they also do like fall fest
right
and stuff, and they always have little festivals, and like that's like a big part of the show.
Yeah,
and like it's just very very fall. I don't know, it's a good vibe.
Wait, side note, do you want to see the bruise on my knee from when I got rocked in football?
Oh my God. I was like, where's the bruise? And I realized it's
my
entire
knee.
At first I thought it was
a
shadow.
I had a bump out to here.
Oh my God.
It was bad.
That's crazy.
And then the girl kneed me in the nose.
Jesus. Flag football getting crazy.
But I had an interception and I ran it back for 20 yards.
Hell yeah. Football
star. And I dodged people.
You said,
I did. I was like, I feel like Lamar Jackson. My team was like, yeah.
Oh my God, I can imagine. It was probably so hype.
Oh, it was so fun.
Like,
it was our first game too.
Oh shit. Also a great start. I really want to come to a game.
Yes, anytime.
Yeah.
That's funny because next on my list is football.
Football
favorite
is I mean it's obviously fall because yeah, the season. But something about a football
going to
game.
A football game
yeah.
in the fall.
Yeah. How was the motorbike thing?
Oh my God, so fun.
So we talked about that, I think last time.
Yeah. But it was so fun.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm into it now. They race each other. Like, they
of
were.
Course.
Like, I know, but I was just like, I thought it was gonna be tricks and stuff, but it was a race.
Oh, right.
And it was crazy. And they did it at the Coliseum, so it went like
yeah.
in
it
and out
so
of it.
So cool.
It was crazy.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I'm a motocross person now. Not really. But
maybe.
It's fun to watch.
Rodeo is also so fall.
Love a rodeo.
Want to go to a rodeo bad.
I'll go.
We have to find one.
Yeah. I'm sure
I'm
there's
sure
one.
Sure there's got
to there's
be,
be one in Orange County.
Yeah.
You know?
In the OC.
But football, go
yeah.
Bears.
Go Dolphins.
Okay, both. I root
By the
for,
way,
I root
we,
for the Dolphins.
I know. We lost our undefeated.
First game. I know.
Yeah.
Sad.
Shout out Travis Kelce. You're not about it?
Okay, here's the thing. I think it's such a PR thing.
Okay.
Because she has her new album coming out in, what, 2 weeks? Yeah. She has the movie coming out. Mm-hmm. The NFL wants to get younger people to watch the games. Mm-hmm. She's the biggest superstar in the world. Like,
yeah.
if her fans see her, they're going to watch
and
the games.
And it has just been so public
and
when
it,
she's
have,
not
Yeah,
public.
She's not like that at
yeah.
all. Yeah.
I will say, I also for sure can see that.
Yeah.
But some I want it to be
but
real
But I want it
so
to be
bad.
Real. Totally.
Something about... Taylor Swift
dating
with like
a football
an
player.
All-American because she's also been with all these British bitches.
Literally.
Bitches. Something about Taylor with like an all-American football player.
No, yeah, I get
and
like
all
it.
The like things I have lined up, like the 87, 89,
yeah.
and like all these things. Somebody, did you see the person that went in for Halloween
yes,
in like
2020 as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce with their boyfriend?
That's
crazy.
Insane.
Like, what are
Buy
fucking
Buy a fucking
odds?
Lottery ticket,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, literally.
Like, crazy.
That's insane.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no. Football is so fall, and I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, another thing for me that's very fall, and this is also kind of summer to me, but it bleeds into fall.
Yeah.
Is, like, romance books. Like, I read romance books
right.
year-round. But I feel like a lot of romance books are set kind of, like, in the fall cozy era, like Dark Academia,
yeah
like
yeah.
books and like mystery books even
yeah.
also
true, like thriller stuff is
yeah.
very fall to me.
So fall.
Love a good horror movie too.
Oh yeah, of course we love a horror movie. I just went to Halloween Horror Nights the other night.
How was it?
It was really good. It wasn't like
did you do the Stranger
scary.
Things?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It wasn't good.
But, like, for the first, like, the last, like, 20 minutes that you're in line and the first, like, 5 seconds of the house, it's just over and over again. Chrissy, wake up!
Oh, my God.
I don't like this. It was fine. It wasn't very scary. It was cool, but I also am not updated. Like, I only watched the first, like, 2 seasons of Stranger Things. So, it's, like, it didn't really, like, do it for me. The scariest
you
house.
You should watch it. It's good.
I know. I should. It's just so long, and I just got bored. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Emily's mad. maybe. But, yeah, no, it was really fun. It was spooky. There were a lot of hot scare actors. God, I wanted the black phone guy so bad, and I wanted him to give me a black balloon, but he didn't give me one.
I saw that movie. It wasn't like
I haven't even seen the movie. I just think he's kind of hot.
The guy with the mask?
Yeah. Like,
you're so scary. Something is wrong with you. Kaylin, I'm telling you this as a friend. Like, that is crazy.
You don't think he's hot at all?
Kaylin, are
the
you
guy
sick
Halloween
in the head?
Horror Nights had, like, huge arms.
Next question. We're
Next
not,
question.
We're not. I am not getting into this.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, I'll say, well, since we were talking about Taylor Swift, another one on my
Folklore
songs.
Nevermore.
No. Like, yes, those are fall and winter, but to me, Red.
Uh-huh.
And All
yup.
Too Well.
Yup.
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 See, you were questioning me.
Yup. I know her. She was slut.
I don't know what you're doing
that
right
TikTok
now.
Audio?
I have not heard that.
Emma's going to laugh at that.
Does Emma listen?
Yeah.
Shout out, Emma.
Shout out. Okay, I've been meaning to do this for a few weeks. Shout out to Ellie Dixon. Genuinely our biggest fan.
Genuinely? Like,
I would lay my life on the line for that woman. Like,
for
we
real.
Love you so
Shout
much.
Shout out, Ellie. We love you.
Always. She is welcome as a guest whenever
Literally,
she wants.
Come to LA, girl.
Anytime.
We'll get you on the mic.
You will be on the.
I'm done. But yeah, Red
anyways,
is just
Red.
So
Oh my
fall.
Fucking God.
All Too Well. I mean, even the music video, the new one.
Yeah.
I know it goes kind of from fall. It kind of goes through everything, but like fall winter
it's
specifically.
Very prominently fall.
Yes.
And I think she released it right before fall and then toured, and she wanted
it's
it
intentionally
to be fall.
Yeah. Fall.
Oh, it's so fall COVID.
Even like the more like Red, even like even though it's like
oh my
a,
God.
A more upbeat song, it just everything about
I am
it
listening
is fall.
Like when I was saying driving with the windows down earlier and the seat heater on, that's what I'm saying.
Red kind of makes me like that song
makes me
want to
cry. Oh my God, I scream sing it when I drive.
It's so weird because it's like a happy song, but it
blue
also
and it was blue like I never know.
Like, why does it make me want to saw my fucking eyes
Like,
out?
I could punch a glass.
It kind of fits. I just read a book called Happy Place by Emily Henry, and it's really, really good. And that song kind of, like, fits it.
Love.
Yeah. You don't read it all, do you?
No, I'm not. I knew you were going to ask me this question.
Like, I know you don't read, but I'm like, it's kind of, I feel like. But
I used to.
Yeah.
And then I just got bored.
What type of books would you read?
I, like, my favorite, well, when I was younger, I would read, like, anything. But my favorite is, like, Thriller.
You can
oh, wait.
Say.
I had an album, Pure Heroine by Lorde.
That's on mine, too.
Yes.
It's
like,
on
that
mine
album.
Too.
Oh,
like,
my
ribs,
God.
So fall.
Fucking 400 Lux.
It's so fall.
Like, I.
That's also very Tumblr.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, AM, Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic
so
Monkeys
fall.
So fall.
There's probably like all of those
all
just
Tumblr.
They fit like it's
I don't
all
know
2014
why.
Tumblr.
But why?
I don't know. That's so interesting. Because what about it is fall?
Right. Because Tumblr also has summer. Like there's so many things that are like Tumblr summer, but everything else it's like.
Fall.
Well, I feel like because Tumblr fashion was so
like dark and
turtlenecks and like long and
chokers,
and, beanies,
sweaters.
Like,
I guess it does make it just is fall,
but it's crazy.
It is so interesting.
That is all together. Like
so interesting. So okay,
we
Tumblr.
Should, okay, dissertation.
Yeah, deep
pending.
Dive. Tumblr is fall.
Literally.
Another one that's on my list that fits Tumblr is the 1975, specifically
so
the first album, the self-titled
one.
Fits. But,
that also bleeds more into winter for me. Like November to December is that in my mind.
Yeah.
Car is a normal temperature.
Huh?
Like when I get in my car, I don't have to worry about being fucking hot or freezing.
Burning yourself. Yeah.
Or freezing cold.
Yeah. That is
it's
so
like
nice.
The perfect temperature. I can
fall is just so perfect temp.
Like the temperature I want that year round.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
Yeah, I will say the fall temperature is just What is your ideal temperature and day look like? Like, high, are you, like, cloudy?
It depends what mood I'm in. Like, sometimes I love a rainy day. Like, I love a rainy day.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, but, like, non-raining. Like, maybe, like, you want to go sit in a park in fall time. What's your favorite?
I'm going to do sunny but a little cloudy. And I'm going to have it be 63.
Oh, my God. I was literally going to say 65 partly cloudy.
Yeah.
Period.
Like, that's a dream.
Yeah, because I don't
And there's a little breeze.
Yeah, and a little breeze. For sure, there's got to be a breeze. Because I don't want the sun to be, like,
no,
beating down on
me. No, I
don't
want to be hot. Yeah, exactly. I want to be comfortable.
But I do want it to be, like, blue skies. So,
yeah,
like, partly
exactly.
Cloudy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Okay, also, fall food.
Oh, I didn't even really think about
that. The apple cider donuts. You ever had those?
Oh.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's big.
Holy
that's
fuck.
Big.
That is
yeah,
huge.
That's huge.
It's not even
that's
big. Huge. It's giant.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really have found myself looking at you this entire time.
Why is that bad?
It's not bad, but it's just like
look good.
I usually look that
I
way
know,
a
I
lot
do too.
More.
I always am looking at Mason.
But yeah, if you guys you guys don't know, but there's a curtain up because there's nobody in that room right now. So
no, there is somebody in the room.
Well, but there's nobody for us in that room.
Yeah.
There's another session in there, so our sound person isn't in there.
No.
So it's
Mr.
like
Alex
I usually have somebody else to
a
look
different
at.
Studio. So we normally, yeah. So it's
and
weird.
It's just
but
weird. Whatever. Anyways.
You get to look at me.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. Cider.
Oh, the
apple
donuts.
Apple cider
yes.
in general, too.
Yeah.
Apple cider. Fuck
pumpkin.
Up some, pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin cake and pie.
Cake?
Yeah, you know how to pumpkin cake.
Why? No. My it's, family. My family, we make this thing called pumpkin tort, and it's
ooh,
graham cracker crust on the bottom.
Love graham crackers.
Pumpkin, like sweetened pumpkin filling.
Ooh.
Cream cheese frosting ooh. Or filling, and then homemade whipped cream.
Wow.
And it's chilled. Kaylin, when I tell you it is crack cocaine.
Your like, eye is like twitching.
No, like it is so good. My Olivia used to ask our grandma to make that for her birthday cake.
Period.
Like it's so good.
Oh,
I'll make
God,
it for
need.
Us. We could do like
yes.
a Friendsgiving.
We should do
yeah.
a Friendsgiving.
Need.
We totally should.
Need.
Need. Yeah, no, we do pumpkin cake. I mean, I just love a good pumpkin pie, obviously.
I'm not a pumpkin pie.
Oh,
girl.
Really? Pumpkin pie with like a bunch of whipped cream. On it.
I love whipped cream. I love
yeah.
apple pie.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like apple pie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not a big dessert, like,
fruit person.
Like, yeah. I don't like cherry pie or
strawberry.
Anything. No. I love strawberries.
Strawberry
but not,
shortcake?
No.
What?
Yeah, no.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I can fuck up a strawberry shortcake.
No.
That's
I usually
crazy.
Always, even though I liked, I would eat them separately. Like, when I would get one, I would, like, take the strawberries, like, away.
I can't
eat
with
it
you.
Yeah.
Okay, next on my list, good pumpkin candle. It can't be too sweet. It can't be too artificial.
Just right.
It's got to be a
it's
hint
a
of
hint.
Pumpkin mixed in with some other scents.
So it's just like you walk in your
it's
room
an
and you're-
essence of fall.
Yeah, and you kind of walk in the room and you're kind of just like, huh.
You yeah.
kind of smells like pumpkin
it's
in
like,
here.
Or you walk in the room and you're like, it's fall in here.
Yeah, it's just
like
you know.
It feels like right.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know how else to put it. Like I found one at Target and I've been burning it literally non-stop.
I wish I could burn candles.
I'm sorry, why is that so funny?
It's so sad for me though. I love candles.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, was that all of yours or do you have
yeah
more?
That was it.
Okay, so I'll do my last three. They're just songs slash artists again. So for some reason Lights Up by Harry Styles feels
yeah,
very
fall
to me.
So
kind
fall.
Of fine line
in
general,
general
kind
yeah,
of fits,
I agree
but specifically Lights Up. Another
adore
one.
You too.
Yeah, adore you also. My second one, my last one, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Give Me Love specifically. But
that
like,
album.
Yeah, that album.
Add, addition. What the fuck is it? Plus?
I don't even know which fucking one it is.
It's the
orange
one.
Yeah. It's the orange one, which by the way, fall, orange.
Also, yeah, he has a song called Autumn Leaves on there.
Yeah. It's
like,
so
come on.
Fall. Like,
so
give
fall.
Me the love. But all, like, I don't know, just like slow music, like vibey, like
yeah.
that is very fall to me. Yeah.
You need me, man. I don't need you.
I, by the way, missed the Ed Sheeran concert.
You didn't go?
Nope. And I remember.
Emma went to motocross instead of Ed Sheeran.
I didn't even realize it was that night. And literally a year ago, I texted the group chat. And I was like, Ed Sheeran's coming to LA. Let's buy tickets. And Emma was like, yes, but like, let's do it later because it's
yeah.
in a year.
Hmm.
Interesting.
She went to motocross with me.
No, I know. I'm kidding. But also, I never brought it back up.
Yeah.
Because I forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, I saw in a bunch of people's stories that they were at Ed Sheeran. And I was like, fuck.
Have you heard his new album?
I don't listen to
his new album. Like, I haven't listened.
Wait, which one?
I don't know. The only ones I've listened to are the green and the orange.
Oh, no. I've listened.
And I know, what's the one? Nancy. No.
Play the fiddle in
Galway
Irish
Girl.
Man. Yeah,
I know that one.
That's Divide. That's. Okay. I haven't.
Yeah, he's like two albums
so
out.
So the newest album that's out is called Autumn Variations, and it says Fan Living Room Sessions. I don't know what that is, but I listened to Multiply, Divide. I think I listened to Divide the most, probably. That's like Shape of You, Galway Girl, New Man, Supermarket Flowers. Barcelona is so good. In Barcelona. You don't know this one?
No. Anyways, I'm enough with him. Enough. I heard him spit in the mic and I'm done.
No, he's like, boom, boom, boom. In Barcelona. Like, it's fine. The way Emily's looking at me. Okay.
Skip.
That's all my fall things.
That's all mine.
This really made me feel good. This made me feel really
I almost
good.
Brought my candle.
Oh, you
to
should
have it, but I was like, I can't.
No, yeah, I get it. Oh, that would have been nice.
I need it though.
Cool. That's the end of the episode.
That's it.
I had a lot of fun.
I'm so excited for Troye Sivan's new album.
Troye Sivan is back,
and I don't know what to start it, and I don't think I can stop it.
I've been listening to it so much,
so
like, good.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, he's eating as fuck, and I love him. And
dream guest.
Honestly, Troye Sivan. Oh my God. Actually, I would fucking freak out.
No, I would cry.
I would freak out.
13-year-old you would be like
my mom
shitting herself.
Me having met him.
That the
and
video.
I haven't.
If anyone wants something entertaining to watch, go on Kaylin's YouTube channel from when she was a kid and watch the video of her going
my
to
playlist live vlog.
Yeah, that playlist live.
Guys, it's crazy to me that a lot of people don't realize that Troye Sivan was a YouTuber.
I didn't know that until I met you.
That is crazy to me.
I wasn't into YouTube.
I know, and it's like not to be like, oh, well, I knew him back when, but like literally,
no,
I
that's
did.
Crazy.
Like I didn't.
I
realize.
Knew him from like Vine and Blue Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like
no,
when
like,
that era came out.
Like it's like I literally I've had artists like this obviously where I've like known them before, but like I think Troye Sivan might be one of the most ones like that.
That you like
really have known since the beginning. Yeah. And I didn't realize that people didn't know him then.
Yeah.
Like so I remember the first time I saw him was probably in a video with like Tyler Oakley. Him and Tyler Oakley were like friends.
Right.
But he was also like an actor before. Like he was a child actor.
Yeah.
And so I literally watched the day it was posted his coming out video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And like he like wrote like the Fault in Our Stars song that he put out and a song called OTP, One Two Pairing, like all these songs like that were like that. And I was like, oh, wait, he's actually kind of good. At first, it was almost like a parody thing. And then all of a sudden, I was like, no, he's a singer. And then Blue Neighborhood came out. And
the rest
well,
is
actually,
her story.
Well, actually, before that, it was Troye, like his self-titled one.
Stop.
Really
happy
good.
Little pill.
Yeah.
My happy little pill.
Anyways, we could really go on a whole rant about Troye. But
I love him.
So, yeah. Anyways.
And we can't wait to listen. Never forget when
we
saw you in Hong Kong, King.
Oh, my God. Best night of my life, honestly. That was so iconic.
I don't know. It wasn't the best night of my life,
but it was a great time. It was kind of crazy. Yeah. It was definitely interesting.
Anchor.
Yeah.
Anyways,
all right.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Rate us on Spotify and Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts.
When we get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, we're going to tell a Macau story. So
people have been asking for it, okay?
Yeah, so, and we're getting there. So, yeah, make sure to follow our socials. I think we said that. All the stuff. Buy the merch.
Get the merch.
We're working on the Spotify thing still.
God, yeah.
Don't ask anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
We really got into that. Okay, that's it. All right.
We got it.
We'll see you next week.
TTYL.
XOXO.
XOX.
Wow.